We begin Perek Chamishi, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, the laws of the second type, in the Sefer Zoraim. We continue the theme of the previous Perek, which was talking about regarding the redemption, redeeming, the consecrating of the produce of Ma'aseh Sheni. In this Perek, the Rambam discussed regarding the obligation of adding on the fifth when one redeems. As the Rambam begins Halacha Af regarding the obligation of redemption, Hapoida Ma'aseh La'atzmai, someone is redeeming, that is, he's transferring the value of the Ma'aseh Sheni from the produce to currency, to something else. So if he redeems it for himself, specifically, whether it was his produce that he had separated from his own produce, or whether he inherited it, and whether it was given to him in the untithed state as a gift, then it becomes his commission, like we explained in Perek Gimel Halacha Yudzayin. So when he does the pidyon, since he's the owner, and he's doing it for himself, so then he has to add on an additional fifth that's going to be considered as Ma'aseh Sheni funds. So in Hoyesh Shabbat, let's say the Ma'aseh Sheni was worth 4 zuz. Now when he's deconsecrating it onto monies, Ma'aseh Chamishi has to give 5, which that's what's called a fifth milabar from the outside, meaning the sum total, it'll be a fifth of that total. So like says the Pasuk of Yikra, Vimgol Yigal Ish Mimaiseh, if someone's going to redeem his own tithes, his Ma'aseh Sheni, Chamishi Seyesev Lop, he has to add on the fifth to that. Now, Ve'isha, whereas a woman, when she redeems her own Ma'aseh Sheni for herself, she's not going to add on the fifth. Because this was to heard from the tradition that says in the Pasuk, as we just quoted, Ishmi Ma'aseh, a man from his tithes, but lo Isha, and not a woman. So too, in other words, that is just like the one who redeems the produce of Ma'aseh Sheni, he has to add on the fifth. So too, regarding someone who redeems the redeemed Ma'aseh, also has to add on the fifth. And that is, in poda pidyon peris ha-maiser la'atzmai, if he redeems the produce of maiser that was redeemed, in other words, if he had monies of maiser sheni, and that he redeems the peris ha-maiser on that, there also maiser chaimish, he has to add on the an additional fifth on the principle, not as a fifth, as Ram will explain in the next halacha, but there also this obligation of adding a fifth. As Ram says, Allah gimel pada peiris ma'isroi. Some redeems the produce of his ma'iser, ma'isav chaimish, and he adds on the fifth. V'chazro pada ha'pinyin la'atzmei pam shniyah. Then he goes and he redeems what he had redeemed for himself a second time, which we said in the previous halacha that you have to add on the fifth. So ma'isav chaimish sheni, you add on another fifth, but ala keren bavad, that's only in the principle. He's not going to add on the fifth on the fifth. In other words, in contrast to, let's say, someone eats truma by mistake, where he has to add on the fifth itself. Here, he's adding on the fifth only onto the principle. But again, it's even if you're redeeming it a second time, what you redeem, what you had already redeemed. Lachad Dadram continues regarding those who are exempt from this obligation of adding a fifth. Meister Sheni, there's the second type, She'im b'chum she'ishav b'pruta. You don't have that its fifth will be worth a pruta. In other words, if the ma'aser itself is not worth 4 prutas, so its fifth is not going to be worth a pruta, then in the ma'aser of love chaimish, then there's no obligation to add on the fifth. And v'chein ma'aser she'in dam of yudun. So too, if let's say you have tithes that you don't know its value. Now it's possible it's not going to be 4 prutas worth, where then you're not going to have an etz chaimish a shava pruta. So then it's only rabbinic law. So da'yeh she'yomer. So then there it's sufficient to say, in other words, that you don't have to redeem it based on what Rambam means to say it's sufficient is 2 points. One is that you don't have to redeem with 3 merchants, like we had said in Perek Dal Loch Yates, that they were talking about biblical meister. So there you didn't know its value. So that's where you know for sure it's worth at least 4 prutas. You just didn't know exactly, precisely. So you need 3 merchants. Over here, where it's possible it's not even worth 4 prutas, so it's only rabbinic, this whole redemption. They were more lenient. In addition, you don't have to wait until he has more Ma'aser Sheni value that he'll combine, that'll be with its fifth Shavu Pruta. No, it's sufficient to say, Hu v'chaim shei, it and its fifth, mechulal ala sela zeh, are deconsecrated onto this sela. In other words, on a sela that he had already used for chilul, for some other Ma'aser Sheni, which Ram is going to shortly explain this concept of, that because if shalat tzamtzim is ma'aser, and even though he already used it for deconsecration, there's probably still something left over that you could use for this less than a pruta chaimish on this sela. And b'chol ma'aseh shu ein p'idei mishaloi. So to any ma'aseh that you're not redeeming from your own stuff, in the ma'aseh b'chaimish, they're also you don't add a fifth. U'ma'aseh shen shal demai, also the ma'aseh shen of demai, which is a rabbinic decree, in the ma'aseh b'lav chaimish, they're also not going to add on a fifth, because since the chaimish nama'akim, we're lenient in these rabbinic cases. Halacha hei ha'poi de ma'aseh shen, if someone redeems ma'aseh shen, v'hoi lo ma'aseh shen achash le'nifta, now he had another ma'aseh shen produce that was not redeemed. So ein bechumshay. So if he doesn't have in its fifth of the ma'aser sheni that wasn't redeemed, if that's not worth shavah pruta, similar to like we had in the previous halacha, so da'yish sheyem, it's sufficient for him to say hu v'chumshay mechul on ma'aser sheni. It and its fifth, which is not a worth of Shavuot Pruta, will be deconsecrated onto those first monies, which he had used to redeem other Maaser Sheni. And the reason is, and this is the concept of the previous halacha, also, a person cannot be so precise with his monies. When he's deconsecrating, he's going to be giving a little bit more in the chilul than what the Maaser Sheni is worth. So there's still a little bit left here in the coin that you could be utilized. And here, where it's not even the Shavuot Pruta, the Chaimish, you could use it to deconsecrate on that Selah. Halacha above, ha'poy de Maaser be'yosal damab. Someone redeems Maaser in currency that's worth more than its value. In other words, the money that he's using is worth more than the payers. And that's actually related to the previous halacha, that you could still utilize it, because that addition does not become ma'aser. It has to be precise. Halacha zayin. Let's say a homeowner says, besela, which this is halacha regarding the bid for how much they're willing to redeem it for, which we had said that the owner he gives the opening bid. The achrayim, another person, says besela also. So malabai is kaidin, the homeowner gets first rights, but they shumay zochem because he's also adding a fifth when he redeems it. But malabai is amir besela, let's say the homeowner says besela. The achrayim besela pruta, the other one says sela, and even just a pruta more. The achrayim, the other one comes first, and they shumay zochem, and ultimately he's adding to the principle. And as we'll say in the next halacha, there are ways that a person might get out of giving the chaymish. So therefore, the other person, even though it's just a pruta more, is going to be the one to redeem it. As Ram gets his halacha ches regarding the could be exemptions of the chaymish by having someone else redeem it. And not only that, it's actually permitted to be crafty to get out of the obligations of the fifth when one redeems his own meiser. Ketzer household. So a person can tell his adult sons and daughters, will have their ivri or to his Jewish slave, look, take these monies, they're your monies. And now you go redeem this meiser of mine. And they can do this not to have to add on the fifth, because as we said, the obligation is only when a person or the owner is redeeming it. Here it's not the owner. His adult children are their own independence. Of Eloyim Eloy, but he cannot tell them the wording of like, Pedei li behen, redeem it for me with these monies, because that wouldn't be a terminology of him gifting this money. It would be like an agency, which a shliach is just like a mois, and then he would be chayv in the chemish. So if he tells him, Pedei li mishalach, redeem for me from yours, in the Mesav Chemish, the Rosi wouldn't add on the fifth because it's that adult child's own monies, not his own, and it would be for someone else's Meiser, meaning his father or his master, and then he wouldn't have to give the Chemish. Now, Halacha Tess, Aval Lo Yitin HaMois Levdois, but you cannot give the monies for someone else to redeem if it's Levnoi Levita Ketanim, to his minor son and daughter. Ula Avdi B'Shevachas HaKetanim, or to his non-Jewish male or female servants, Nishiyadim Ki Yadoi, because their hands is like his hand. It's an extension of him, and again, it would still be considered his own for his own. Now, Nasan l'shevchas ha'ivriya, so we said in the previous halacha, we spoke about the Eved ha'ivri, the male. Now, regarding his Jewish maidservant, so if he gives it to her to redeem, im ma'isi sheni ze midibreim, if their second type that he wants to redeem is rabbinic ma'isi sheni kugoyin, shayim atz sheni nakam, talking about a pot that didn't have a hole, which not only rabbinically requires maestris because it's not really connected to the ground. So Devarv Kayam, and there his words are valid and she could do it for him. And the reason is She'ama V'ya Ketani, because by default the female Jewish slave woman, she has to be a minor, because once she becomes adult she actually goes free. And Ve'ina Katan Zeich L'Acherim, and the minor cannot merit others, which here is her master, Ela B'davar Shem Debrei, only regarding rabbinic law. And therefore, her ability to do it for him would only be possible if it's rabbinic ma'aser sheni, and not if it's biblical. Halacha yod. Now, v'chein ma'arim, so the person could be crafty, he could use subterfuge, and v'noisen ha'ma'aser matana, he could give his ma'aser as a gift, kishu b'tivli, when it's still untight, meaning before he's separated from the pile, v'oim ha'noisen, the gifter says, ha'reperus ha'elu mochalol na'ma'aser b'bayis, because it's not his anymore, he gave it to someone else, and then he can say, oh, this produce is deconsecrated in the house, money's in my house, which essentially it's for someone else, and again, therefore, it's another way of getting out of giving the chaymish, because it's not the redeemer who owns it at that time. Halacha yiral, if shnei achen, two brothers, or shnei shutafen, or two partners, or avu b'nei, a father and a son, ultimately they're two separate entities, although they have obviously are related. Poyin zelizem, ma'aser sheni, therefore they could each redeem each other's portions of ma'aser sheni, kedush leis of chaymish, that they shouldn't have to have on the fifth. Again, it's not the owner who's redeeming it. Isha shechnis labala ma'aser sheni, if a woman brings into the marriage to her husband ma'aser sheni, Now, since ultimately it's not owned by anyone, the woman or her husband, it's actually Hashem's money, like we already explained in Perigim Aloch Yitzayin, so like Kanabal, so the husband doesn't acquire it, as he does generally when the woman brings something into the marriage. Therefore, if the husband redeems it with his own monies, doesn't have to have the fifth, because it's not his, it was hers. Aloch Yitzayin, Ram continues regarding that this obligation of giving the chaymish a fifth, of addition to the principal, that is integral for being able to eat the Meiser Sheni. So I'll put the Meiser Sheni last. So if someone's redeeming the Meiser Sheni for himself, which, as we had said, he has to add on a fifth, V'nosna Karen, and he gave the principal in its deconsecration. V'loy Nosan, as a chemish, didn't add on a fifth yet. So Afbishen a chemish ma'akiv. So even though it's not holding back the validity of that transfer of the sanctity, if you don't give the fifth, and very nischal, and if it's deconsecrated, V'loy Yechel Achit Nechemish, he shouldn't eat it until that former Ma'aser Sheni, Achit Nechemish, until he gives the additional fifth. And that's integral of Afilah B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, where you can't, because that's a concern that you might become negligent and not end up giving it because you ate it already. And therefore, don't eat it until you give the fifth. Halacha Yigim Ram continues regarding the transfer of the monies of the redemption. Mois Ma'aser Sheni, regarding the monies of Ma'aser Sheni, which someone had Ma'aser Sheni deconsecrate onto those monies, if he wants to combine them into golden dinar, could they lock him a son so that it could lighten the load of traveling and bringing up these monies to Yerushalayim, then Tzarfen he could combine them. Now, and if he is combining for himself, he doesn't have to add on a fifth, although when you're doing things for yourself, you generally have to. It's not really the form of redemption, it's just making it easier to have in golden coins, and it's not considered classified as a pediyah. If someone goes and changes in monies from Meiser Sheni funds, let's say someone has a sela of Meiser Sheni and he wants to break it down to smaller denominations of copper coins, so whether it's in Yerushalayim or out of Yerushalayim, he shouldn't break it down totally and to smaller denominations of purely copper coins, because first of all, that since he's not going to be using all of that money at one time, so they didn't let him break it down totally into copper because it's really honorable that the ma'isa should be deconsecrated onto silver coins. Ella, rather, what you should do is b'shekel mois kesef, with half of the sela, which is one, there's two shekelim in the sela. One shekel you should have the silver money, and with one shekel you buy the copper coins, but again, don't break it down all of it at one shot into the copper coins. It's permitted to go ahead and deconsecrate the monies of Meiser, imperis Meiser, together with the produce of Meiser, al ha-kesef, on money, meaning even though generally the monies of Meiser itself, you're not supposed to deconsecrate on to money, but together with peiris you're allowed to. And that is only if sheyiba peiris pachas m'shabbat dinner, only if in the produce itself that you want to change into money, it itself has less than the value of a dinner, which is very hard to then deconsecrate it by itself. But if let's say the peiris itself had a value of a dinner, where then you could go ahead and transfer it on its own merit, then lo yechal makesef. Then one should not deconsecrate it with the monies, because again, as we said, that you're not machal kesef, on kesef. If an asam rather, you should do the peiris by themselves. Kitzat house souls, Ram illustrates. The peiris shabbat dinner, let's say he had produce that's worth a dinner. Ushleshu derm shal maise sheni, had 3 dinar of maise sheni. Although those 4 dinarim equal 1 selah, you're not going to combine the 3 dinarim of Meiser Sheni with the 1 dinner of Peiris, meaning the monies with the Peiris, you're not going to do them together to make 1 selah, because the Peiris itself is worth a dinner, you could change it in for a dinner. But let's say you only had a half of a dinner of Peiris, the chatzit dinner of monies, and half a dinner of monies, and you can deconsecrate the 2 of them and join them into 1 dinner, because it's very hard, you don't have a half a dinner, and it's much easier to get 1 dinner, and then you could combine the kesef with the peiris to change it into kesef, into a different type of a coin.